Hare Krishna, 21st February 2008, Srimad Bhagavatam class, Sridhar Mayapur, Third Canto, Chapter 12, Sloka 44 to 47, Speaker Lokanath Swami Maharaj.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, This song was sung by Madhav Pandas Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs is very significant. In this song he says, Gauranga Valite Habe Pulakar Sharira. One has attained the perfection of chanting when, as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated the Sankirtan movement, at once there is shivering in his body. Our body is also shivering today because of the cold. External cause. Narottam, it was from within. His soul was trembling in ecstasy, not the body. This is not to be imitated. But Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that fortune movement come to us? When there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Gauranga's name. And after the shivering, Hari Hari, Balite Nayane Babeni. That's the sequence. So there's shivering in the body. The next thing is, while chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Ar kave mitai chandir karuna vaibe. We are all asking about mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Ar kave mitai chandir karuna vaibe. Samsara vasana mon kabe tuchha bhave tuchha. Tuchha. Word like tuchha. Spitting. Tuchha. Tuchha bhave. We hear that Srila Prabhupada once literally spat when he was giving class in Calcutta. And that verse from Bhagavatam, tuchha. Maithun Brahmaid Maidi Sukham Hi Tucham. And then Prabhupada spat. Insignificant. Maithun, sex pleasure is Tucham. Samsara Vasana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, We have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Padi Aive Rakuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by six Goswamis? Aramanavki. Akuti means eagerness, because Rupa Goswami is father of devotional service. He has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books. And we have written summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this jugala piriti, piriti. Conjugal love under the direction of Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Chariya Kave Shuddha Bhave Man Kave Hama He Diva Sri Vrindavan. When the mind is completely purified, being free from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan. And the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life will be successful.
Chadar.
this song. This is a glimpse. The life and teachings of Narottam, thoughts of Narottam, the emotions, feelings, or they could in summary say consciousness of Narottam Das. There's a glimpse of the consciousness of Narottam Das, where he is at. The fool is exposed. You give a microphone. As he speaks, you know his status of who he is. The wise man is also is realized as he speaks. And this is speech of Narottam Das Thakur. Is Gauranga Bali Devame Punaka Sharira. So that is inside himself, he's thinking like this. He's thinking like this. His heart is full of thoughts like this. And when he's full of those thoughts, and he is always full of such thoughts, then those thoughts come out of his mouth. Of course, as he's writing, these thoughts are coming out through his writings. And we could read his thoughts in black and white. And by reading those thoughts, hearing those talks, we get to know Narottam Das. Vaishnavira Kriya Mudra, very difficult to understand Vaishnavas by looking at it, you may not understand. Of course, by tremble in his body and rolling on the ground and all those Ashtavikaras as he exhibits, but not so that others would take note of it, or others would take a photograph or make a video out of it. That is not his purpose. He doesn't care. Or in fact, he cannot help himself. He may be trying to contain those emotions and feelings, but some things spill out. They come out in the form of these emotions as their soul is in contact with Supreme Soul, and what transpires as that communication takes place, as that yoga link is established, they begin trembling and Hari Hari Balite Nayane Bhave Neer. And therefore, emotions are full, love of Godhead is full, and then it begins dripping out of the eyes in the form of the tears, tears of love of Godhead. So this is as Narottam Das, as he is in, and he's coming out with these words, and then we get to know Narottam Das Thakur like personality. I don't know how much we get to know. Again, it's not easy to know, as it is difficult to know the Lord. That much difficult is also to know the devotees of the Lord. Or in fact, as much as we know devotees, that much Krishna also we know. We know more devotees, and more we know him, more spiritual master we know. We understand spiritual master more, we understand Krishna more, and we understand Krishna more. And we understand devotee fully, and then we understand Krishna fully also, as much as a human being could possibly know. As Prabhupada said, even Krishna doesn't know himself fully. He's ever changing and ever growing and ever expanding. So how much could we know Krishna? Not as much as it is possible for a living entity to know Krishna. We know him to the degree we also know pure devotees, Vaishnavas, spiritual masters. We know Isakshad Varitvaina Samastha Shastra. Isakshad Hari, another Hari, is Gaur Hari, Hari Hari, and spiritual master is Sakshad Hari. Sakshad. So, it's not easy. And then, knowing Dham also, unable to see Dham, unable to reside in the Dham, in the words of Narottam Das here again, Vishayo Chariya Kabe Shuddhahave Maan Kabe Hamaheri Vasi Vrindavan. When the Vrindavan or Mayapur able to see Mayapur as it is, Mayapur as it is, and able to stay, finally stay here, as I know, Jodhanivas, you are resident of Vrindavan. I said, I'm just a visitor of Vrindavan. They're just visitors. And we don't know how long they'll stay here. Or, even if our body is here, mind does make trips between here and wherever. Here and Calcutta, here and London, here and Hong Kong. So, kabai hama heri go sri Vrindavan. When will I be able to see Vrindavan? Oh, Vrindavan, oh, Vrindavan. Kabai hama shuddha habe man. When my mind is shuddha, pure. Well, when my mind is pure, then I will also be able to experience shuddha and shuddhana. Now I'm chanted with aparadhas and name chanted with namabhas, stage and shuddhana. The shuddhana and shuddha dham and everything shuddha, shuddha bhakti, pure, purified, thoroughly purified. And all this dham and naam and the Lord and pure and annoyed devotional service could be performed when my mind is shuddha. Shuddha bhave man. And this is all for us, not for Narottam Das. He's singing like this. His songs are instructions. You don't even have to read scriptures. His songs are scriptures. So that Kishore Das Babaji, Kishore Das Babaji. Oh, you have 50 paisa. The realization is much easier, much cheaper these days. How much? just need 50 paisa, he used to say. What could I do? 50 paisa you could buy the songs of Book or the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. You just read those songs, sing those songs, and you will have realization. Your path will be clear. You will be on the way back home as you read the songs, sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. So all the teachings of the Vedas are there, the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. He made it easier. Sanskrit is difficult and the language that you could relate to, understand, and you could also sing. The songs about all varieties of topics. But Vaishnava, Dohe Vaishnava Thakura, like that. Gurudev, switching from Vaishnava to Gurudev. And about his Gurudev also. And to him his Gurudev was life and soul. What is that sound? Every day we sing. We just sang this morning. Sri Guru Charana Padma. That Guru is my life and soul. Only disciple of Lokanath Goswami. So songs about Guru and Vaishnava, Gauranga, Radha Krishna, on and on and on. He compiles all these songs, which are world famous now. Prabhupada made these songs world famous. They are famous in Bengal, in Orissa, in Manipur, every town and village, they know songs of Narottam Das. They may not know Vedas and Puranas and Bhagavatam, but they know songs of Narottam Das. So they have access to Vedas and all the Shastras as they read the songs, sing songs of Narottam Das. So we get a glimpse. Not everything is there in the song, but we just get a little glimpse of what he's trying to convey, or more or less, depending upon how much surrendered souls we are, how much purified souls our minds, how much purified they are to that degree. We understand the song of Narottam. Even one song is enough. If someone could understand just one song of Narottam, that's just enough to go back to Krishna. Understand his emotions, mood, deep purport of these songs. You have understood Krishna by that time. You end up understanding Radha Krishna Pranamur Yugala Kishore. That is not Narottam Das Thakur, that is Bhakti Vinod. Yes? No. No, that's Narottam Das. So we have songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and we have songs of Narottam Das Thakur and few other Vaishnava acharyas, mostly Narottam Das Thakur songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs. Srila Prabhupada gave us that as a gift, and those songs are all over the planet now. Soon the songs of Narottam Das Thakur in coming 500,000, 5,000 years, they'll be reaching every town, every village. Not just the Mahamantra. Mahamantra will reach every town, every village. Along with that, by then, news would be out. Narottam Das and his song. He wasn't just another devotee. I mean, just to be a devotee is not a small thing. But he's not just another devotee. I'm not just another associate, not direct associate. He's not contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared in 1513, which is the year of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. That's the appearance of at 48 years. I want to know. 1534. Oh, well, if this date is correct, then 1531, not 1331. One, but not 1331. Close. Close to 2 years, in fact, if this is correct, and the other number is correct, then 3 years prior to departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottam Das Thakur appeared on full moon day. Today is full moon day. 1 month prior to Gaur Purnima. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on Falgun Purnima and Narottam Das Thakur appeared on Magh Purnima. This is Magh Purnima. So, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the planet and he was one day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the kirtan. Kirtan stops in the middle of, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, excuse me, terrible body. Good to just to speak with the soul, Soul could speak. Soul does not need body. Soul could speak just without the body. But as we just heard from Prabhupada also, we have body here. So we need to use, we have to speak through body, unfortunately. And then all these troubles. Don't think my voice is getting choked up because of ecstasies. Kanthi Guru Gurayate, we're just reading in the Bhagavatam. Guru. The sound. And kapha sanriddha nadikaha. When nadika, the windpipe is filled with kapha, then the sound is guru. And it's just distraction. It's my consciousness, you can see. I could take you away from the topic. I'm expert. So, in the middle of kirtan stops, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is facing Hethuri ground. Fellows. And again, in the biography of Narottam, he says that he would be appearing. The devotees concluded, okay, let me say that, this first. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts Kirtan and he's full of, he's always like that, he's always full of ecstasy. There's no time in his life, he's not ecstatic. He's full of ecstasy, humbling bodies, and his tears gliding down his cheeks. Is pointing to the town, Hethuri ground, and he chants, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. These were the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all the associates were wondering, what is Lord trying to convey? By this utterance of Narottam, Narottam. So devotees concluded that Lord is predicting appearance of some personality called Narottam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he uttered the name of, the name is so auspicious and very, very, very special that with great feeling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was uttering the name of Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. So, this could give also another glimpse of the status of Narottam, what kind of the value that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attached to the personality, the appearance and personality of Narottam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he enters a river called Padmavati. This is now in other part of Bengal, which is Bangladesh, Padmavati. And Lord feels for Padmavati with love of Godhead. Padmavati River is some love, some praying. Lord leaves and personified. Love is there floating in the river. And Lord instructs Padmavati, River Padmavati, listen to this. I'm leaving this spring with you, but this is meant to be for a very special person. Only to that person you deliver this Krishna praying. Padmavati inquired, how would I know? Which one is that special person? You would know how. When that person enters your waters, you will flood. Not because of the rainy season and waters coming from outside. You will just rise and expand by entrance of that person within your waters. To that person, you give this praying. So later on that happened. Person entered into the waters of Padmavati. She swelled, expanded, rising and rising, and immediately, oh! He remembered instruction of Mahaprabhu. Oh! That's the person. A person is here. She gave Krishna praying to Narottam. So Lord personally invested his love, Krishna praying, unto this personality of Narottam Das. So as Narottam appeared, he was a prince, Krishnanand Datta, the king, and Narayani, his wife, queen, they gave birth to this very special child. Very beautiful. No one has ever seen child like this Narottam. It was beautiful. That's not enough to say it was beautiful. We may end up thinking maybe a little more beautiful than I am. Oh, they had different features. His body was golden. His navel was deep. His eyes were white, a blooming lotus. Literally, not just a poetic rendering. And you, even if there's no beauty in the eyes, you compare the eyes with eyes maybe just like a monkey. And then you end up describing how Padma Lochani you are, Kamala Lochani you are. You are only Marpata Lochani. People wonder. So, but in this case, literally, he was like that. And his arms were long, reaching his knees. Certainly, there's no match. So he was growing time for annaprashan, giving grains, ceremony. They were feeding him grains, he would not accept, refuse. Soon they realized, those grains were not offered to the Lord. They just make purchase of grains from the shop and directly they were on the plate or to be fed to the child. Child realized, no, it's not. So when there was a prasadam, mahaprasad, he gobbled up. Even as a child is teaching lessons, what to eat, what not to eat. He sent to school, he's a brilliant student, Shrutidhar. Once he hears, that's it, photographic memory. He grasps everything that he hears. Very soon, very learned pundit, he knows all the Sanskrit grammar and poetry and all that. They talk to us. And he comes in contact with Gauranga Bhaktas. He begins listening. Around the leelas. And Nityanand has times and immediately gets attracted to their personalities. begin chanting the names, and becomes very eager to find them, to meet them. Eager as he is, Lord gives darshan in the dream to the whole Sankirtan party and Panchatattva and Gaunitai is envisioning. He is just early teen. Just a boy only growing. And by now he has no more attraction for anything worldly. And he's thinking of Puri Vrindavan. And realizing what are the thoughts of their child. He may leave one of these days, leave home. They're trying to bind him by marrying him. If he's married, for sure, he'll be bound by Pash, Kama Pash. The ropes of the lust will bind him. He'll forget that they're not into it at all. Did not show any interest in getting married. Only thinking of going to Vrindavan. They employed guard in case of Raghunath Das also this. Yeah, Raghunath Das, there was a guard. In this case also there was a guard employed to keep an eye on Narottam. Make sure he doesn't leave. And keep close watch on him. And family also was watching. And one day, that was the day, the king of Bengal sent a message to another king, Krishnanand Dutt, that he was wanted. So, father of Narottam leaves from Bengal, comes to Navadvip, along with his brother, king's brother. And when they were out of station, he thought, this is the day, good time. And he ran from the home and headed for Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dhanuki! He was on the way to Vrindavan. All the pilgrims were treating him so nicely. There's some talk that the guards, they ran after him and looking and they found him. But he was so nice. He was telling them all the Gauranga Kathas and cheering them with prasadam. They forgot what the task they had to do. They had to catch him and bring him back home. They did not do their assignment. And Narottam Das was able to go to Mathura. He reaches Mathura. And upon arrival in Mathura, he gets the news. What is the news? Not good news. News is, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and so many others, they are no more. He was so very anxious. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Aputi. He's singing like this. His thoughts are like that. Oh, when that day would be mine, that I would meet Rupa Raghunatha Pade, the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunatha. He had been dreaming, scheming, thinking day and night to meet so many devotees in Vrindavan, especially Rupa and Raghunath and some other names. But the news reached they are no more. We could only imagine, maybe not even imagine. What could we imagine? About Narottam Das's response or reaction to that news. He thought he had lost, that a thunderbolt had struck him. What did he say? I'm not going to see Rupa and Raghunath. He lamented, was fell unconscious. But by knowing his thoughts, Rupa and Raghunath and others appeared to him. They were no more physically not there in Vrindavan. They appeared before him, gave him darshan and some solace. And then he moves on towards Vrindavan side. In fact, there was a prediction, some great personalities arriving, or even Jiva Goswami is arriving. The news had spread. He will be arriving one of these days in Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami was expecting him. And as he arrived, Jiva Goswami was one of the first ones to receive Narottam in Vrindavan and bringing him to Govind temple, if I remember correctly. And then he was introduced to various different remaining devotees, remaining remnants of the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and especially to Narottam. Narottam. So this was already known. You had to take Lokanath would be your spiritual master. So in that he was trying to approach him. What do you need a spiritual master for? But he was insisting, no, I must have spiritual master. By this time he was also studying under Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami is already like a Siksha Guru of Narottam Das Thakur. But he was insisting, I must have spiritual master. And serving Lokanath Goswami, hidingly serving him also. That's a famous part. As after Lokanath Goswami had taken care of his body to that area, Narottam Das Thakur would go and clean that place so thoroughly well. Their stool passing area, urine path. And days and months had passed. Lokanath Goswami goes, who is this? Who is hiding me, doing this job of cleaning after me, after I have taken care of my body? So that was none other than Narottam. So finally that connection was made. He was initiated. The Lokanath Goswami, he had his vow. No, I'm not going to not initiate anybody. And Narottam Das was just, no, I must have you as my spiritual master. They're both determined. But finally, Lokanath Goswami gave up, surrendered, and accepted Narottam Das Thakur as his spiritual master. And then amongst many of those songs of Narottam, the song about Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma Bandhu Mui Savadhana Mate. So, the purport of this song could be understood very deep. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Kariya Haikya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, words emanating from a lotus mouth. Who knows the Sanskrit? Who knows the English, total English? You know. In the West they say the whole English of that song. Anyone here knows? Huh? Come forward. Who else? Rahma Dunga knows? Okay, so those who know, say it together. This way. Hi, how many of you know? Just meditate while you are singing. Selected that song, Narottam, in the disciple mood, he's a disciple, is thinking of spiritual master, his own spiritual master. And Prema Bhakti Jaha Hete Avidya Vinasa Jate. Prema Bhakti Jahave. Where does Prema Bhakti? Avidya Vinash. Avidya. Finish. Destruction of avidya, ignorance. Chakshudan Dido Jai Janme Janme Prabhu Sai. And each word, each line, each so much meaning. I don't know how much. I don't know how much meaning. I only say so much. How much? I don't know. So much. I can only say so much. Sometimes it's huge. Makes huge difference, huge difference. Just to sound like a huge, very huge. So much is in these words, all the words and the words of this song, Guru Puja song that we sing. This is Narottam's song every day. Lokanath Dokera Jivan, or my spiritual master is life of everybody, all the world. I just achieved another seat of my spiritual master. His final destination for me. My destination is lotus feet of my spiritual master. Uttamagati. Uttamagati, the topmost destination, is lotus feet of my spiritual master. And when I reach, of course, when I reach lotus feet of my spiritual master, I will also reach the lotus feet of Krishna. Or those feet will bring me to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the Savadhanamati. With awe and reverence, I approach Krishna Prapti hoy jaha hoy te Krishna Prapti. I will have Krishna. I will attain Krishna by the mercy of a spiritual master. So those were the kinds of the spiritual masters also were like that. Competent, purified, sakshadharis, and then the appropriate glorification is also there. So one day, still in Vrindavan, and Narottam asked Thakur a beautiful lady, gopi-like, approaches him. And asks, "Oh, your service in Vrindavan is boiling milk. Boil the milk." Not the kind of milk that was boiling down the milk in his con, a different thing that we talk. So then Narottam, he approaches his Guru Maharaj and says, "Oh, I had encounter with such and such lady, and she said your assignment is in Vrindavan is this. What does that mean?" And Lokanath Goswami, "First of all, that lady is not just someone from Uttar Pradesh, UP. That lady you met is Radharani. And that Radharani has revealed your eternal service in Vrindavan. And that is boiling the milk." So Narottam was Chamak Manjari. He's a Manjari from Vrindavan. Gopi Manjaris, he was one of the Manjaris. And the service of that Manjari is boiling milk. And then one day he's boiling milk. And boiling, the milk is overflowing. He's all in another world, another, is in trance, and he's boiling milk in trance. He's fully there, but no external consciousness is there, doing that service. And when the milk was boiling, he's trying to stop. Hey, milk is boiling. He's trying to stop but he's instead of turning off the gas or the flame, he's with the fingers, he's, hey, milk, hey! And that milk, boiling milk, as he touched, his fingers burnt. Soon he was out of that trance and absorption and service. So when he came to that strong consciousness, his fingers were burnt. And then he was trying to hide. He didn't want others to know this confidential news spread, and others came to know the position of Narottam. So he kept studying there under Jiva Goswami. By this time, Shamanand, time for Prasad. Shamanand, yes, it is. And Srinivas Acharya, they also were studying. And Jiva Goswami was thinking that one day he had this thought that his disciples of him, they should go on around Braj Parikrama. And soon after he had this thought, he saw Raghava Goswami, another Goswami of Vrindavan. He stayed near Govardhan. His cave is still there. "Oh, Raghava Goswami, where are you going? Where are you going?" Jiva Goswami inquired. He said, "I'm going on Vrindavan Parikrama." And Jiva Goswami had been thinking, would be nice if these Prabhus, Narottam, Shamanam, Srinivas Acharya would go on Parikrama. Could someone take them? He was thinking like this. Raghava Goswami was there, ready to go on Parikrama. So he instructed, please bring these devotees along. And then Raghava Goswami took Narottam and Shamanam, Srinivas Acharya on Vrajamandal Parikrama. And so the description of that parikrama in Bhakti Ratnakar, kind of experience they were going through. Every few steps they would be rolling in the ground. They would hear this pastime and they finished, collapsed. Getting up, walking few steps, another pastime here, Krishna finished there in the dust, trembling their bodies. So like this, they were going all over Braj, hearing about Radha Krishna, different pastimes, and melting all the dust of Braj with the waiting, the dust of Braj with the tears which they were shedding. Like this, they were then, it's getting there. Jiva Goswami instructed them to preaching mission, take the books. And these three Prabhus loaded the books, the granthas, the old Goswami literature copies were made and loaded into the cars, nicely packed and stacked. And carts and guards and treasure going towards Bengal. And the king on the way here someplace. Huh? Vishnupur. He got some clues that someone is carrying big the ratnas, the jewels. His astrologer. And he made the arrangement. Capture them. Arrest them. Bring all the jewels here. So, unfortunately that he was successful. And as there are no more scriptures there, which they were carrying, bringing them to heartbreaking experience for these three Prabhus. And they were going all around looking for the granthas. Srinivas Acharya, he sticks around to still. To find others also looking. Excuse me. Yeah, that's pastime. And then, talking a little more, another time, he comes to Navadvip Mayapur, takes darshan, Shantipur darshan, he goes to Puri darshan there, and finally comes to Khetri Gram, his own hometown. By this time his father was no more, and there was another king called Santosh, and he was a saintly king, and he greeted Narottam Das Thakur, welcome, warm welcome. The arrangements, and then the festival of Gaur Purnima festival was coming up, and this king, he had association of Narottam Das, and he becomes initiated disciple of Narottam Das. The king becomes the disciple of Narottam, and so many other prominent persons, they become disciples of Narottam. And this was not being tolerated by someone else. And when Narottam was not born in Brahmin family, and how could he do this? Initiations. It's smart the Brahmins were against. So they were invited for the debate. And Narottam Das Thakur's disciples, learned disciples, well, there's so many details there. They were, by this time they had taken different occupations, watchmakers, or they were selling commodities, palm. So when the smartphones were coming and entering the town, they had to encounter with all these prabhus. They were in disguise. They're speaking in Sanskrit, and they were already dialogue was on, and they were getting defeated. And they realized, if this is just a disciples are like this, learned, and they are also looking at pot makers and this and that. They are doing this kind of jobs. So much knowledge, so much learning. So they could realize the position of Narottam by this testing the disciples, encounter with the disciples. So Gaur Purnima festival, and this king was making big arrangements. Temple opening, deity installation, and so many deities to be installed, and so the very elaborate descriptions are there. That first ever Gaur Purnima festival to be celebrated, and devotees from all over were invited. They all arrived in big festival. And singing, and Narottam Das Thakur singing. And then he doesn't just get up and begin singing, but, the kind of consciousness, lifting, whole experience of going through that festival, organizing that festival, preparing for that festival was all raising consciousness. And finally, on Gaur Purnima day, Kirtan and Narottam Das Thakur Kirtan, and right devotees are there to sing, right devotees are there to play instruments. He's touching the feet of Vaishnavas and he's touching the instruments and the right ragas and right bhav, and as he sings, what could we again say? We have no words. So we somehow say something. Say something in describing that kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur was out of this world. Out of this world. There's one way to describe it. Yeah, must be out of this world because personality from another world they descended. Either Narottam Das Thakur took everyone to that world, another world, or that other world descended. And the meeting of the two worlds took place. No barriers. No curtain in between. And everyone assembled. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, they were not on the planet, but they, in the middle of that kirtan, in the midst of that kirtan, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Nityananda Prabhu there. And Janhava Mataji also was there. And her husband Nityananda appears. And Advaita Acharya's sons were there in the crowd, in the audience. They see Advaita Acharya there. They have not seen him for some time. He has departed, but again, all those personalities are in the midst of them. And this goes on and on, hours. And when finally kirtan stops, everyone was back into this world again, deprived of those panchatattva's presence. They all feel unconscious. Almost they lost their lives, not having them in front of their eyes. And Janhava Mataji, she was thinking what to do, she cooks feast, serves them. She cooks, she serves. No, you take prasad. No, I want to serve. He serves. And now it's time for servers to eat. She serves the servers also. Those who had served prasad, she wants to serve. Finally, she takes prasad. And the deities are installed. And then Janhava Mataji, he was acharya. Of our Gaudiya Vaishnava. There are also some, that's another thing, the differences of opinions and interpretations and understandings and philosophies, different things are cropping up after Mahaprabhu's disappearance. So, she also, Ishtagosti of his different personalities, and she reconciled everything. Establishing the final conclusions and unified for this festival at Kechuri Gram, Gaur Purnima festival, also unified all the Vaishnavas assembled there. And then he came up with this playing of Holi with the deities, started throwing colors at the deities, and then everyone else joined. She was just trying to get them out of this consciousness. They were lamenting there and thinking, we lost our panchatattva. Where are they? Where are they? So they had to do so. Now deal with the deities. They were playing holy with the deities and throwing colors. And again, they had some kind of good time. Memories. They had their lords back in the form of the deities. So this way, Narottam Das Thakur also became responsible for that great grand Gaur Purnima festival. So as our festival is beginning, kind of beginning now, today, around with Narottam Das Thakur, 1 month from now is Gaur Purnima. So good to have this meditation for his entire life, Bharatam, especially that Gaur Purnima festival of the first ever Gaur Purnima festival that Narottam Das Thakur celebrated in Khichdi ground. It was nice for us to meditate upon preparing for our festival this year. Yadai Gaur Premanandi Narottam Das Avirbhav Tithi Mahatsavaki Mahashwan, was known as Mahashwan, Narottam Mahashwan. Narottam Mahashwan Ki.